I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. We're coming up on Memorial Day weekend, and that means the lakes and rivers of West Virginia are going to be crowded with holiday boating activities. We'll talk about what you need to remember to have a safe weekend on the water right after this. In West Virginia, wildlife is for everyone, and the West Virginia DNR works to keep it that way. Every year, West Virginia's Division of Natural Resources manages thousands of acres of public land and water, ensuring the future of our great natural resources in the Mountain State. Our state is a haven for all species of wildlife, game and non-game, and draws thousands each year to enjoy our rich outdoor heritage. When you buy a hunting or fishing license or take a stroll in our forest to view wildlife, you're enjoying what the DNR has made possible. The West Virginia DNR, working to ensure wildlife is for everyone. Natural Resources Police Officer Tim White patrols Summersville Lake during the summer months. That's the state's largest lake. He says, however, no matter what body of water you're on, the NRPs are going to be looking for a couple of things in particular when they're on patrol. One is that children are protected.
Children 12 and under are required to wear a life jacket anytime the vessel is underway. So if it's not anchored out, they have to have a life jacket on their children 12 and under. And we're also stepping up enforcement on that as well. Unless they're at anchor or tied to the bank or something like that, they have to have that jacket on. And the only exception that's given is if they are in a cabin-type boat where they have a quarters in below or an enclosed area on a pontoon boat that's sealed off from the rest of the boat, they can actually take them off when they're in those areas.
Secondly, whether you realize it or not, some younger boaters are required to have a license to operate a boat after completing a Coast Guard safety course.
Now, anybody born after December 31st of 1986 has to have a boater safety card to operate a boat on the West Virginia waters. And that's pretty much standardized across the nation right now. We stepped up enforcement on that. That's been law for pretty close to 10 years now. So we'd warned people for several years, and we decided that it's time to start writing citations, and we started doing that a lot last year.
And as always, there are the dangers of drinking and boating.
Alcohol has its problems at times. We also stepped up enforcement a lot more last year. We're looking for it a lot more. And we actually made 4 BUI arrests on the lake last summer, which is about double what we normally do out there. But it is a problem. We get a lot of complaints about it. We deal with them as we see them. But we have stepped up those efforts, and I believe we're going to have some stepped-up enforcement again this summer as well.
And there is a list of safety items you have to have on board that includes a serviceable, size-appropriate life jacket for every person on the boat. You also need a fire extinguisher if you have an enclosed compartment. And you need to make sure that your registration is up to date.
April 1st of this year is when all the boats in West Virginia expired on the registration, so this summer will be an ongoing effort to get all the people legal and get their boats up to code as far as legalities go. And the registrations are good for 3 years, so again in 2014 we'll go through the same thing again. But we look for that. Of course, there's a 2014 orange sticker we look for on all the boats to make sure they're current.
Have a great time on the water this weekend, and more importantly, have a safe time. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.